Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Rowell from YourSoulGuidance.com. And you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience how to say hello to your soul. And today we have such an amazing guest. We're going to talk about the title of the show is actually I Stop Complaining and Bitching. And we're going to talk about the story of a French woman living in the U.S. who decided to go against her native culture and stop complaining. And now she's going to share with us her inspiring journey and with the whole world. So stay with us. We have so much wisdom to share here from Christine Levicki. And Christine is the author of, and I hope I pronounce it well, J'arrête de râler. And that means I Stop Complaining. It's a French bestseller in more than 80,000 copies are sold, translated in Spanish, in Italian, and Japanese, and even in Chinese very soon. And at this moment, she looks for a publisher in the US. And her book has been ranked number 2 after The Secret in the self-help section for many months in France. She's also an inspiring speaker, a blogger, and a nomad entrepreneur. She's also a wife, and she's the mother of 3 beautiful young children, and she lives in a beautiful, sunny Los Angeles in California. And her work has received many accolades from the media and clients and peers. Christine has been featured on the first page of Yahoo in France, on the Huffington Post, and in a lot of magazines like Le Figaro, Elle, Marie Claire. And she's been on national TV, on radio shows. And let's bring Christine on. Welcome, Christine.
Thank you for having me.
It's such an honor. And I already this morning was thinking about, you know, I Stop Complaining. What a fantastic idea. But before we go into that, Christine, I always ask all my guests, you know, we all have a soul's path and, you know, that's calling us forever sometimes. And at some point we open that door and we say hello to the big potential of our soul. Has there been like a specific moment for you when you did that?
Yes. Yes, I had that moment. I remember very clearly. I started my career as a human resource manager, and it was because when I was 16, my mom asked me, you know, what do you want to do when you grow up? And I told my mom, I want to help people be happy at work. And so I already realized that we were spending so much time, so many hours in a day working, that it was really a waste to be miserable. Like, it was very important that people find a way to be happy with the work that they do, because it's such a big part of what we do. And I also was aware that work is an amazing playground to get the fulfillment that we want in life. So I started in HR, and then I moved to the U.S., and for a while I could not work. I didn't have a work visa. I came here to follow my husband. So during all that time, I became a mom, which was just perfect, and I was kind of like, okay, am I going to go back to HR or not? And then HR was a little tricky for me because it's usually a lot of hours, and I wanted to travel and go back to see my family and friends. I wanted more flexibility. So I stayed in that empty space for a long time, being like, I don't know what I'm going to do when I go back to work, because then I had a visa. And I was very, I remember very clearly, I was very receptive and very open. I knew that something was out there for me. I knew that the perfect path was out there. I was not worried about it. I was very confident, but I was very, it was empty. It was like, I don't know. but I was not worried about it. And then one day, I helped a friend get a job. She was hoping to get a huge promotion, and I helped her get ready for the big job interview. And because of my HR background, and the way I did it is that I didn't tell her what to say. I didn't tell her. I didn't give her the answer of what to say in the interview. But I really helped her know who she was. And I really helped her being very clear on what she had to bring to the table. Anyway, short story, she got the job, we were having champagne, and she said, Christine, you should be a coach. And it's like my entire, it's like the sky opened up, and my body started to shiver. I was like, oh, my God, this is it. And it's funny because I didn't know what coaching was. I kind of had, when she told me you should be a coach, I had a vague idea of what coaching was. But when she said it, it was evident that that was it. So it was that weird moment where I didn't really know what it was, but I knew that was it. So anyway, that's my story of when I found out that, you know, about coaching. And right after, like a week after, I hired a mentor and a coach, and I was on my way.
Mm. And Christine, I mean, how does this stop complaining come about then?
So the stop complaining come about because I was coaching my clients. I work with entrepreneurs. And I realized that too many times they were, you know, I was listening to them complaining in the coaching session. And I'm very, you know, I want people to get their money. You know, they invest in themselves through me. And I was like, they're not really getting their money because I'm listening to them complaining and we're not creating much. And I was working on finding ways to stop the coaching session, to have them shift the perspective. And so I was in that frame at my house, you know, in my coaching practice. And then one day, I remember very clearly, one day I realized that I was complaining at home. I was not complaining at work, but I was complaining at home. And so I'm the kind of coach where I have to walk the talk. And I could not tell my clients to stop complaining anymore if I knew now that I was also a complainer. And literally what happened for me is, can I tell you the story of my aha moment?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. So what happened for me is that I have three daughters, and I was putting them to bed, and it took, you know, longer than I thought it would. You know, they were asking me for water and another kiss, and then one of them forgot to get something ready for school the next day. So it was taking longer than I thought. And so I'm putting my kids to bed, and then I remember very clearly, I crossed the hallway, and I crashed on my bed, and I said to myself, finally, they're in bed. That was a terrible day. And then I was laying down on my bed looking at the lamp, you know, on the ceiling, and I was like, wow, that's a problem, because I just had a terrible day, but nothing bad happened. It was just a normal day of my life. Yes, maybe it was not a sexy day. You know, life is not always sexy. Sometimes life is, you know, sweeping the floor, going to work, trying to chase your emails and driving carpool and working again, doing some phone calls, working with some clients. Sometimes, you know, you have to do the messy house, the young kids, the carpool, all of that. And so I realized, okay, I had a terrible day, but it was a regular day. And my problem is that I'm going to have a lot of those days ahead of me. Right. I have many more of those. And I'm like, I don't want to be in bed at the end of the day like this every day of my life. I want to enjoy my life as it is. With my messy house, with my young kids, you know, with everything, with the pile of paperwork that I'm trying to avoid, all of this. I want to enjoy my life. I don't want to go, I don't want to die and suddenly realize that I didn't live my life. So I realized that I was not going to be a victim of my regular life anymore. And that's when I had that aha moment. I'm like, oh my God, what happened today? How come I had such a bad day? Because I was complaining. That thing that I tell my clients not to do, I was doing it all day with my kids, with my house, with, you know, my mom, the mom side of me. So that's when I decided to do a 21-day challenge to stop complaining. And there is many challenge like that out there. You know, there is the complaint-free world. There is also in the Four Spiritual Law of Prosperity. I don't know if you know that book. Edwin Gain also talks about not complaining for 21 days. So anyway, I was like, I have to do it. I have to. I cannot tell any more of my clients to stop complaining until I do it, because otherwise, it's not aligned with who I am as a coach.
Now, Christine, so that's sorry. Go on.
No, go ahead. I was done.
No, as I'm listening, and I'm sure, you know, the listeners are thinking the same thing, you know, I can see the difference between, you know, we stop complaining and every time you almost want to say something, you shut your mouth. But what about, how do you manage then the complaining inside of our head?
So the idea in this challenge, go ahead.
Because we probably have those thoughts, but I think I look at the time now. And I think we go into this. Guys, listen, keep staying tuned in. We're going to a break. We have Christine Levicki, and she's talking about I stop complaining and bitching. And I think that's a topic we can all use. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi,
Hi, we're back on Your Soul Guidance Radio, and we have our special guest today, Christine Levicki, and she's talking about her book, I Stop Complaining. And Christine, I would love for you to share how people can connect with you.
Oh, so I have a blog, istopcomplaining.com, and I have a Facebook page, I Stop Complaining.
Okay, great. So everyone, you know, go there because I think it's just such a great topic. Christine, before we went to the break, we were talking about, you know, you did your 21-day challenge about I Stop Complaining. And what I was thinking was, like, how does that work? Because, you know, even if, what if we don't say it, but we still complain in our heads? How do you manage that then?
Yeah, that was a question that I had to ask myself when I did the challenge after a few days. You know, what counts and what doesn't count? It's a big deal. And so what I realized is that the rule was that if you don't say it, it doesn't count. And the idea for that is that, let's be realistic, when you cannot shift from, you know, complaining, because complaining is a habit. You do it, you're on autopilot when you do it. So, and the idea of the 21-day challenge, we know that we need 21 days to change a habit and create a new one. So the idea of 21 consecutive days is that after the 21 days, you're gonna rewire your brain and create a new habit. But you cannot expect yourself to have a new habit at the beginning of the challenge. So you need to grow into it. So the idea is that if you don't say it, then it doesn't count, because, you know, you can have thoughts, and you can, honestly, when you stop, you jump into this challenge, you have those thoughts, and it's very, very hard to not have them. It's like you would need to be a monk, you know, at the top of a mountain. But when you do have the three kids and the carpool and the emails and the cell phone and all of that, it's impossible not to have those frustrations in your head. And the idea is that when you have them, they're like a cloud, you know, they go above your head, and maybe there is a wind and they can pass, you know, and you can get on with your life. When you speak those words and when you complain, that's when you anchor them into your life. That's when they become part of your conversation. I don't know if you realize that at the end of the day, when you look at yesterday, what was your day yesterday? It was all the conversation that you had with all the people in your life. What did you say to your spouse? What did you say to your kids? What did you say to the lady at the store? What did you say to your coworker? What conversation you had with your friend? What conversation you had with your mom? You know, all of this, at the end of the day, that's what your life is. It's mainly all the conversation that you had with all the people around you. Can you imagine if you can change those conversations? If you can prevent all your frustration to go into those conversations? And I'm not saying you're not allowed to say what's not working for you. You are completely allowed to say what's not working for you, but you don't do it as a victim. When you complain, the definition of complaining, how to identify if you are complaining, you need to look at am I positioning myself as a victim? Your positioning. Am I positioning myself as a victim? The second criteria is your tone. Like, am I grumbling? And you know your tone. You know when in your voice you're complaining. And then the third one is, are you impeccable with your word? Yeah. Basically, when we complain, we take a problem and we make it like a drama. We make it bigger than it is. You know, we're going to say, it's always the same. You never help me. I told you 100 times. You know, it's killing me. You know, you're going to increase your frustration, make it way bigger than it is. So the idea is that if you don't say it, if you don't say your frustration, if you don't express it, if you don't express the complaining, then you're not incurring it in your life, and then it doesn't count because it's like a cloud and it can go. And literally at the end of the 21 days, because you haven't done anything with those thoughts. I mean, I'm not saying you haven't, I need to clarify something maybe after a minute, but let's stay with this idea. Because you have a frustration and they're like a cloud and you let them, you know, be there with you and you experience them. I'm not saying you don't experience them. You have, they're here, you're frustrated, but you don't put those in your conversation. Then literally, little by little, they disappear from your life and you have less and less of them. It's becoming way easier to think positive. You know, people are like, oh, I need to think positive. But it's very hard to think positive because it's very hard to control what you think. It's way easier to control what you say. So the idea that you control what you say and then little by little your thoughts, you know, disappear, the negative thoughts. But I want to be very clear that when you stop complaining, and it's actually impossible to do 21 consecutive days if you don't follow that one rule, is that when you stop complaining, you have to find a way to communicate what is not working for you without complaining. It's not a challenge where you need to be in la la land and we pretend that all is good and you ignore everything. It's a challenge where you take responsibility and you change what's not working for you without making anybody wrong.
So
okay, and what?
How do you do that?
Well, the main angle is that it's not about you being right and the other people being wrong. The main angle is, how can I communicate clearly what's not working for me? And one of the main rules is that you need to speak from the place of I. You know, it comes from, you know, I feel that way when I have this situation. So you need to speak from a place of I, because when you accuse anybody, you know, literally what's happening is that when we complain, we all have really good reason to complain. What I mean by it's a good reason, we complain because we have a need that is not fulfilled, and we're using complaining as a strategy to fulfill that need. But the need is good. You know, there is nothing wrong with the need. I mean, we have that need and we need to take care of that need, you know. So we use complaining as a strategy to fulfill that need. What's happening with complaining, and that's what the challenge, you know, bring about, is that you realize that the strategy that you're using cannot work. It simply cannot work. I don't know about you, but when somebody complains at me, you know, comes to me complaining with a request, I have two options. Either, you know, I'm like, oh, I don't really want to listen to that. It's not very pleasant. And so I'm going to create some type of a filter between what the person is telling me and me. Either I'm going to put a filter, or if I can, I'm going to leave the room. Like, if I have a possibility to get away, I'm going to try to run away, basically, because I don't like this. I don't like this tone of voice, and I'm guilty. I mean, they say I'm guilty, so I don't like it. So either I'm going to create that filter or try to avoid the conversation, or I'm going to fight back because, you know, I don't agree. And you're wrong and I'm right. And then the person's going to be, no, you're wrong and I'm right. So either I created that filter and I tried to run away from it, or I'm going to fight back. And honestly, when I look at the situation, I don't see what else could I do if somebody comes to me complaining, you know, and basically complaining means they make me wrong. You know, if somebody tried to make me wrong, I'm not going to engage with them. I'm not interested. I mean, or I really need to, I don't know, it's very rare that I would really engage with those people. So the idea is, why do we use this strategy of complaining, to fulfill our needs, where clearly it's not working? And so the idea of the challenge, when you wake up in the morning and you decide that complaining is not an option anymore, you know, the kids are going to spill their milk and you can't complain, what do you do? What do you do differently? You're stuck in traffic and you can't complain. What do you do? You know, your internet is not working and you're trying to call the cable company and you're waiting. What do you do? Complaining is not an option. And that's what's fascinating, because you realize that the option... What?
What do you do?
So there is two things. You know, Maya Angelou said very well. She said, if you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it. Change your attitude, don't complain. So literally every time I had those moments, I had two choices. I don't like this. So I was like, okay, I don't like this situation. Complaining is not an option. And literally, if you want to do 21 consecutive days without complaining, you have to change some stuff. Otherwise, every day is going to be the same, and it's going to be very hard to not complain. You know, it's like Einstein was saying, insanity is to do the same thing over and over and expect a different outcome. So that's literally what it is. You know, you wake up in the morning, and it's the same life as yesterday, and it's different, but you have your routine, you have your way of doing things. And now you realize that there is a bunch of areas that are not working for you. Like, it's frustrating every day. So when you stop complaining, you're like, okay, now I have a chance to change that. I have a chance to look at it, you know, and try different things. You know, maybe the first thing I'm going to try is not going to work, but because complaining is still not an option, I need to try again. I need to try something different. So the idea is that what you do is that either you try to change something or you change your attitude about it. So now let's look at when you try to change something, there is two areas. One is, something is not working, and it's my responsibility to change it. Like, you know, I'm late every day, then you get to wake up earlier. you know, or you're overweight, you can exercise, or, you know, things that you have some responsibility and you can do something about it yourself. And then there is the other area where something is not working for you and someone else come in the equation. You know, you need someone else to do something for you or to contribute or to do something differently for you so that the situation is going to work better. You know, it's very true with your spouse. It's very true with your coworker. It could be very true with your kids. Many times we complain the most with the people we love the most or the people who are closest to us, either the people at work or the people at home. Those are the people who have the biggest, you know, impact in our life, and we complain the most about those people.
Christine, we're heading to a break. I see it's time, and our conversation is so wonderful. So we gotta go to the break now.
Okay, no worries.
I want to say to everybody, stay tuned. We're going to talk more about I Stop Complaining, and I'm going to ask Christine after the break how her life has changed after she stopped complaining. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect. Make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And
Hi, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And we have a great guest, Christine Levicki, talking about I Stop Complaining. But before we go into that, I want to offer you this gift I have for all the listeners, for anyone who wants to break through their fears, their procrastination, and live that big potential of your soul. I have created the 21-day free training, the roadmap, the secret soul map to your dreams. It's only going to be there for, I guess, 10 more days for free. And it's on www.yoursoulguidance.com. It's on yoursoulguidance.com. So it's not going to be available for free anymore for, I guess, you know, no more than 10 days. So grab it if you want. And then we want to ask Christine, how do people get in touch with you, Christine?
Yes, I already had a few people connecting with me. I looked on my Facebook page a few minutes ago. So there is a Facebook page called I Stop Complaining. It's the present tense because it's an everyday decision. So I Stop Complaining. And there is a blog. So it's www.istopcomplaining.com.
Great. That's fantastic. Well, Christine, I want to talk more about that. What has been the biggest change you've seen in your life after what happened after that 21-day challenge?
Well, it's like all of a sudden my life was sweet again. You know, that sweet life that we want? Mm. It's here. It was here the entire time, but I was not able to connect with it because I was too busy resisting what life was giving me. And so I still have my kids, and my house is not in the best shape, you know, it's still messy sometimes. But what's happening is that I was able to decide, you know, okay, what's very important for me in my life? What is it that I need? What are my biggest needs in my home so that I get to be fully present and I'm not frustrated too much? So I was able to change many things in my home and in my life to make it better. And then I was also able to let go of things that I was like, I don't know why I'm complaining about this. It's not such a big deal. Or I don't know why I'm complaining about this because I cannot do anything about it. So just drop it, you know, and enjoy life instead. So I was able to do like, you know, it's like a spring cleaning. That's how it felt. It was like a big spring cleaning where you organize what you want to keep and you get rid of what you don't want to keep, you know, what you don't need anymore. And literally my life, the relationship with my daughters is transformed. It's like, you know, before I had to, you know, go wake up my kids, and from the very moment they woke up, it was not that easy, you know, and I love them dearly, but I was the one guilty, you know, was resisting everything, resisting that we could not find the socks, resisting that doing the lunchbox, resisting driving them, resisting, I love them, but the driving and the cleaning and the preparing is not so fun. That goes along with the kids. And so now I'm able to do my work with, it's like I'm way more conscious of what I do and my role as a mom, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be there for them. I'm grateful to be sweeping the floor. I'm grateful to have them in my home. And when they wake up now, we have a nice breakfast, and we have a good time from the moment they wake up to the moment they go to bed, and I'm having a great day. And they tell me, you know, people always, when I get interviewed, people always, you know, want to ask my kids or to ask my spouse, you know, how is it? You know, does she really not complain anymore? And my kids remember clearly, I mean, they know the difference. They remember clearly how it was before and how it is now. For them, it's very clear that we don't have the same life. Wow. And many times people tell me, you know, okay, I don't complain so much, but my spouse is complaining all the time, or my daughter is complaining all the time. How do I change them? And the answer is you need to be the change that you want to see. And many times, Will Bowen, the founder of the Complaint Free World, you know, he said, complaining, it's like bad breath. You know, you don't hear it in someone else. You hear it in someone else's mouth, but you don't hear it in your mouth. It's like bad breath. And it's true. That's the way it is. If you want somebody to stop complaining, you have to do it yourself. And literally, that's how it works. You inspire others to do the same. You share your journey. You say, you know what? I'm doing a challenge to stop complaining. I want to change that about me. Can you support me? And when you do that, people are looking at you differently and you inspire them. And literally, there is a shift happening with all the people around you. And because you come into the room with such a different energy, you know, it's like you contaminate everybody around you because you have that new energy in the room. And little by little, people change. And my husband didn't do the challenge. My kids never did the challenge. But there was way less complaining in the house from everybody.
You know, I can totally see it. I remember a time, my kids are a bit older now, but, you know, with five kids, and we lived kind of out a little bit in the outskirts, and I would drive sometimes, you know, past the post office 15, or it cannot be 15, of course, 16 times, like then pick up this one, drive back, go home, and on and on and on and on and on. And I remember I started complaining about it, and then I thought, you know what, either I say no, I can't pick you up, or when I do, I just pick them up with a smile on my face. And
exactly.
It was a big shift because I thought I need to change my attitude because, you know, I am going to go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. That's just, you know, how it is now.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the big lesson is that when you complain, you think that you're punishing them.
Yeah.
But you're actually punishing yourself because you're the one carrying, you know, you're the one having your entire day with a dark cloud on your head.
Yeah, it's a fascinating experience. But Christine, you know, there's so much talk about, of course, you know, the law of attraction and how our words make such an impact and how our words create our reality. Have you seen any of that since you stopped complaining? Like you attract the things in your life you want?
Well, I create the life that I want because, like you say, your word, that's another one of my biggest lesson, and it's in my book, you know, that your word create your reality. And once again, even that, like I said, at the end of the day, your day was an addition of all the conversation with the people that you had. So just if you change those conversation, just that, it's going to transform your life. And it can completely transform the world. You know, if we can all change the conversation that we have with the people around us, and we remove the complaining from them, it's huge. And so what I realized also in when I did this challenge is that when you stop complaining, the first few days you don't have much to say. You know, you go to work and people are complaining, and you know you cannot join the conversation this time because you've made this commitment. So what do you say? Or people come to you and they complain. And usually when somebody comes to you and they complain, you jump in with them and you complain with them. That's what we do. You know, we like to do complaining feasts. Yeah. And so what do you do if you cannot do that? So you have a lot of emptiness, a lot of blanks in your conversation at the beginning. And it's not very comfortable, to be honest, because we love to be connected. We love to talk with other people. Yeah. That's what life is about, you know. Once we have a roof above our head and we have food and we know we're safe, what we want is to be connected. So, and we love to use complaining as a way to connect with each other. So what do we do? What do we do if we cannot complain? And what I realized is that I had to replace this complaining with what I call celebration. And celebration, the definition that I give to celebration is your gratitude in your language. Complaining is your frustration in your language, in your words, and gratitude is your celebration is your gratitude in your words. And the idea is that you start to tell other people thank you. You start to tell them how grateful you are. You start to tell them, you know, when you did that for me, it really made a difference. I have people now, you know, starting their business meeting with celebration. Maybe they call it differently than celebration, depending on how, you know, people are open to this type of language. But they start every meeting with going around the table and talking about what's working. I mean, obviously, we are in a meeting to fix what's not working and to move forward, but let's look at what is working, and let's look at the foundations that we have. Let's look at the successes. Let's look at what we can rely upon to move forward. So the idea, yes, is to replace the complaining with celebration and to stop bringing this in the forefront of our lives. And what's happening when you do that is that what I feel, what happened to me, is that I started to create magic. Mm-hmm. I started to have what I call an epic life, you know. Things started to happen around me. well, first, you know, all of this started as a blog, and I was doing videos every day when I did my challenge on my blog. The French blog.
The videos, like, what were they about? Like your challenge or what?
Yes. So the video, if any of your listeners understands French, they're all on my French blog, jarrettederaler.com. And there were 2 minutes, and there were videos that I was posting at the end of my day when I did my 21-day challenge. And I came from a perspective that no matter what, I'm going to learn something. Whether I complained or not, I'm going to learn something. And the video was just a way for me to stop and think about, what did I learn today? What is it that I received from today? What are the lessons that I've got today? What do I know now that I didn't know this morning? And so my videos are about this. And I started to share what I've learned. I started to share my foundations. I started to talk about what's working for me. What is it that, even though I had maybe a bad day, what did I receive from that day? I was talking about this. Instead of in my video talking about my bad day, I talked about what did I learn in my bad day and what's new now for me.
We're heading to the break. So everyone, stay tuned. We're talking with Christine DeVicky about I Stop Complaining. I talk to you in a little bit. Stay tuned.
Better than you am, you agree. He says, hold my calls from behind those cold walls. Says, come here, boy, there ain't nothing for free.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her 4-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Okay, guys, we're back on. This is Saskia from Your Soul Guidance, and we're talking with Christine Levicki. Before we go any further, you just heard in a commercial the 21-day free secret soul map to your dreams. As I said before, it's only available very, very short time. You can also go to my Facebook page and connect with me. Then I'll post it there for everyone. That's Saskia Roel, R-O-E-L-L. Saskia Roel, R-O-E-L-L. And now we want to talk with Christine and know how people can connect with Christine.
Yes. So people can connect with me on my Facebook page, I Stop Complaining, or my blog at www.istopcomplaining.com. And I would love more and more people to like the Facebook page. I really want to start the conversation with the people in the U.S. about this topic. So I'm ready to have a conversation with all of you and chat and meet on Facebook. So please come and like the page, I Stop Complaining.
It's Christine. Christine, what is you say to succeed at your challenge? You had to put your big rocks first in your life. What does that mean?
Well, you know, I realize that, I mean, I think it's as a mom, but it's also true for everybody, is that we have very busy lives. We have very busy lives. There is less and less limits between work and private life. We have our cell phones, you know, ringing all the time. We're expected to answer everything in the minute. And so we're running, and it's like we're chasing the day without, and we know we will never catch up with everything that we have to do. And so we tend to forget to do what makes us happy. We tend to forget to really make sure that we have the big rocks in our life. And the big rocks refer to that story. I'm sure some of your listeners have heard about that story about a teacher in a class that presents to the class a big vase, and he puts some big rocks in the vase, you know, all the way to the top, and he asks if the vase is full, and the class says, yes, the vase is full. And then he's like, no, it's not full, and he's adding some smaller rocks, and the smaller rocks are going to, you know, go in the space in betweens. And then he asks again, and, you know, is it full? And the classroom is like, oh, I don't know if it's full now. And anyway, he fills the first vase with the big rocks, and then with the smaller rocks, and then with the sand. Excuse me. And then the vase is completely full, and he asks the classroom, what is the lesson? And the students say, well, it's because in life, when you think that your time is full and you cannot do anything more, you can, and you can always add more things into your day. And the teacher is like, no, that's not the lesson. The lesson is that if you don't put the big rock first, there is no way you can put them in at the end. And so I don't know if I was clear because I was coughing a little bit in my story, but the idea is that in life, we tend to put a lot of sand in our everyday life, and we forget to put the big rocks. We forget to look at what do I need to be happy. You know, many people say, I want to exercise more. And they know that every time they exercise, they feel great and they feel alive. And I know for me, when I did my 21-day challenge, I had to give myself permission to go dance more often. I'm taking a dance class on Sunday, and every time I was dancing on Sunday, I was like, oh, I wish I could dance during the week. I so want to dance during the week. But during the week, I had so little time to work on my business with the kids and all of that. I never gave myself permission to go dance during the week. And then one day, my client canceled an appointment, and I had an opening. I had nothing to do. I mean, not nothing to do, no client during a time, and it was the time of my dance class. And I remember I had a huge struggle in my belly. I was like, should I go dance? And I was like, Christine, it's Tuesday. It's a work day. You need to be at your office. You need to be at your desk. You have so many things to do on your to-do list, and everything is urgent. And so you cannot go dance. It's not serious. You know, you're a professional. You need to go to the office. And literally, I remember I was in the car in my dance outfit, said, going to the dance class, and I turned around. And I was like, no, I have to go to work. I have to go to work. This is what I'm supposed to do. And I was on my way to work, and I was like, this is ridiculous. I was supposed to be on the phone with the client, and so I should go dance. I've been asking for opportunities to dance during the week. So I turned around again. And then the next night, I was like, no, I have to go to work. And I turned around again. It was ridiculous. I even called my husband, and I said, honey, should I go to my dance class? And he was like, you do what you want, darling, you know, I'm not going to decide for you. But literally this moment was when I realized that many, many times in my life, I was not giving myself permission to put the big rocks. I was not creating the space for the big rocks, and it was so hard for me to put those big rocks in my life. And that was a huge lesson for me. If you want to stop complaining, you need to take care of yourself. You need to do what makes you happy, because if you don't, nobody will do it for you. Yeah. It's your responsibility to do what makes you happy. And if it's exercising, if it's dancing, if it's, you know, seeing your friends, if it's calling your mom, whatever it is, if it's doing a board game with your kids, whatever it is that you know is going to make today a great day. It's your job to put this in your life.
Right. That's true. The big rocks. So for everyone who's listening, think of what are your big rocks. You have to put them first. Christine, what is the main lesson that you learned after, you know, are you still in this challenge? Or don't you call it a challenge?
Well, I've done the challenge, and I changed my habit, and so honestly, at the beginning when you do the challenge, it's very hard to not complain, but at the end it's becoming a new nature. So I'm not in the challenge anymore, because it's not a challenge, it's my new nature. It's a commitment now that I have. I know that I don't want to go back to my life as it was when I was complaining. I know that now I'm very, very aware that if I go in the direction of complaining, it's like I'm going to hit the wall. I know that now. It's very clear. So it's one of the big lessons. The biggest lesson is that my words create my reality. And that I can use, if I can shift my language, if I can shift what I say to myself and what I say to others, I can transform my life. And it's true with, on the negative side, where if you complain, you create way more opportunities to complain, because that's all you see. And so it's true that when you start to celebrate, when you start to declare what you want, when you start to voice your message, when you start to share your message, when you start to say what's true to you and move forward, then you create magic. Mm-hmm. And that's so now I'm always creating opportunities for me to challenge myself even more and to be even more of who I am and to kind of birth myself into this world even more.
And what is a challenge in your life, Christine?
What is what?
What is a challenge in your life?
Well, the challenge in my life, I guess right now, is to continue with having a big picture and to see myself as big as I can be. You know, we always tend to, I mean, I've accomplished with this book and the success. I'm in my life in a place where I never thought I would be ever in my life. Yet I know that I know that there is more. I know that I have an impact to have on this planet that is always getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, there is no limit. I can have the impact that I want with this message. Right. And the challenge is to stay connected with that and not going to, I'm busy, you know, people are like, for example, with the U.S. market, sometimes I have this voice in my head telling me, well, there is other books about not complaining, and there is other people sharing the same message as me. Are they going to want this book as much as the French took this book? You know, the book is very, very, very famous in France. Yeah. Is the U.S. market is doing, you know, going to react the same way? And I do have those limited beliefs still, you know, about that. So, yes, that's a challenge for me. Thank you for asking.
We're coming to the end of the show, and I think the big challenge all of us are gonna go into is to stop complaining. And I loved having you here, Christine. And, you know, I might ask you back, because there's so much to say about it and we can so be educated about this topic. So
yes.
Everyone, I think, you know, all of us have enjoyed this. And to connect with you is, I think people can go to your Facebook page, I Stop Complaining. And your website, can you mention that one more time?
istopcomplaining.com.
Thank you, Christine. And everyone, I wish you a fantastic week. No complaints. And we're going to talk next week. This was Saskia.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Transform your life.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.